FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some residents of Montclair in the south of Durban say they should have been consulted before the KZN government bought a local establishment to accommodate flood victims. Human Settlements MEC's Boniso Duma said over the weekend that the department had acquired the Montclair lot for 33 million rand. Last week, more than 100 people were evicted from a Durban hotel after the department failed to settle an outstanding bill for their accommodation. The provincial department says the lodge is set to house the flood victims from January. Montclair resident Terence Clark believes government should focus on revamping existing derelict buildings instead of purchasing new ones. He feels criminals could also take advantage if the situation isn't monitored.
When the floods did happen and there were some flood victims that went into the Yellow Park Recreational Hall, it ended up there's no control about who's coming into the area and who's staying. And we found out that there was a lot of people who wasn't flood victims and wasn't even part of the group that was sent there. So we might see an increase in crime-related stuff with people coming and using it as opportunity to hide amongst a lot of people.
Mandy Costa, the chairperson of the Montwood Ratepayers Association, says they have concerns.
We've had people in there before and we've had a spike in crime in our area because what do they do to survive? Our community suffers with cable theft, with electricity theft, with water theft. And who is responsible for those bills for this new little community that they're going to put into the hospital? Is it becoming our responsibility? As a community, we should have the option to say yes or no.
Public trust in the South African Police Service has reached an all-time low. It's the finding of the South African Social Attitude Survey by the Human Sciences Research Council. From 1998 to 2010, the average level of trust in the SAPS ranged between 39% and 42% in all but a few years. There was a sharp decline in 2013 following the Marikana massacre, but according to the HSRC, confidence had almost recovered by 2015. It dipped again to 27% in 2021, with researchers believing it was linked to the unrest in July that year. It dropped a further 5% in 2022 and has stayed around this level. And a Dutch court has confiscated 96 million euros or 2 billion rand in ill-gotten gains from one of Europe's most notorious drug lords. Jos Ledekes, also known as Chubby Jos, is thought to be hiding in Sierra Leone. Prosecutors had initially sought a record 221 million euros in criminal asset seizures, but the court in Rotterdam ruled that they had used too broad a legal basis and reduced the amount. Ledekes was last year sentenced in absentia to 24 years in prison for ordering a murder and organizing cocaine shipments. He's on Europol's most wanted list. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas beat Zimbabwe by 5 wickets in their T20 tri-series opener. England need 1 wicket. India need 34 runs in the third test match at Lord's. And the Junior Springboks take on Argentina in the Under-20 World Championship semi-final later this evening.